Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for the Daily Challenges. Today's Thursday, the day we try to apply and live out what we've been exploring this week. And this week we have been studying the story of the Passover. When God was rescuing his people, Israel, from slavery in Egypt, he had tried to do that many times through appealing to Pharaoh and through sending these warning plagues. Pharaoh hadn't listened, wouldn't let the people go, and so God finally intervened in a pretty horrific way that definitely got Pharaoh's attention, promising to kill every firstborn male, human, and even in livestock, so that Israel could finally go free, move towards the promised land, having been freed from slavery in Egypt. Yesterday and the day before, we've been looking specifically at how God told the nation of Israel to prepare for this. He wanted them to eat a meal of a Passover lamb roasted over a fire. He wanted them to eat that meal in haste, wearing their clothes for traveling with a walking stick ready. He wanted them to eat bitter herbs to remind them of where they were coming from, the bitterness of slavery. And he wanted them to eat unleavened bread so they wouldn't have to wait for the bread to rise. All these things were highly symbolic, also highly practical for what was about to happen. Now, this is all very fascinating, but what's the connection to Christian faith? What's the connection to Jesus? That's what I asked you to think about yesterday. And the connection is in the Passover lamb. Remember how they were told to take a young, spotless, perfect male lamb and to roast that over a fire? Does that sound familiar at all? The reason we're studying this story this week is that Jesus died at Passover time in Jerusalem, the center of the promised land. This was no coincidence. Many of his early followers drew the connection between when and where he died and who he was really meant to be and what these stories from long ago were saying about him. Here's what the Gospel of Mark, one of Jesus' biographies, had to say about it. And on the first day of unleavened bread, when they sacrificed the Passover lamb, his disciples said to him, "Where will you have us go and prepare for you to eat the Passover?" This was Jesus entering the city of Jerusalem, where he was going to be killed within the week. His disciples asked where he wanted to celebrate the Passover, because what we call the Last Supper today was actually his Passover meal with his friends. He gave new meaning to some of the symbols there. He gave new meaning to the bread that they ate and to the wine that they drank, saying, "This is my body and this is my blood," because he considered himself to be the Passover lamb. Mark saw it and drew that parallel when he wrote his gospel after Jesus had died. He suddenly saw it come to life and said, "Jesus was the Passover lamb," but others saw it as well. Paul, another Christian writer, said it quite plainly, "Cleanse out the old leaven that you may be a new lump, as you really are unleavened. For Christ, our Passover lamb, has been sacrificed." And in 1 Peter, "Knowing that you were ransomed from the futile ways inherited from your forefathers, not with perishable things such as silver or gold, but with the precious blood of Christ, like that of a lamb without blemish or spot. He was foreknown before the foundation of the world, but was made manifest in the last times for the sake of you through him who are believers in God, who raised him from the dead and gave him glory, so that your faith and hope are in God." There you have two people explicitly pointing out that Jesus was the Passover lamb, that the Passover celebrations where people had to clean out all the leaven, all the yeast from their house, were pointing at Jesus. We don't have to clean house like that anymore because the Passover lamb, the one true Passover lamb, has come and has been sacrificed. Jesus was sacrificed so that we could have new life. He was raised from the dead so that we could have new life, freed from the tyranny of sin, free to live a new life with God in eternity and today. One of those readings even calls out Jesus died as a ransom for many. A ransom was a way to free someone from slavery, to pay whatever debt had enslaved them so they could be free again. Jesus paid the debt so we could all be freed from slavery to sin, just like the original Passover lambs freed the Israelites from slavery to Egypt. As we studied last week, sin and evil are still in our world today. They still exist, but they no longer have to lead to our inevitable physical and spiritual death. We can be protected from this death. Just like the blood of the Passover lambs was spread around the doorways of the Israelites and saved them from that kind of certain physical and spiritual death, the blood of Jesus has long been said to have the ability to cover our sins, to protect us from the inevitable death that our sin and evil leads to. Jesus died to pay our ransom. His blood protects us from certain death. If you've never asked for Jesus' blood to protect you from death before, then what better time to do that than at Easter? And so your challenge for today is to simply ask God to do that. If you've never done that before, to ask God to make this Easter the one where you find new life forever. Let's pray. God, we pray that you would protect us from certain death with the blood of your Son, Jesus. We thank you that he is the ultimate Passover lamb, that his death can protect us. We ask that his death would pay the ransom for us. We ask that you would help his death to mean something to us more this Easter than ever before, that this Easter would be about more than Easter eggs and bunnies, but that this would be the Easter where we turn to you. Instead of turning to other gods, instead of turning to ourselves, that we would turn to you and find new life for eternity in the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. We pray these things in his name. Amen. Well, if you've got questions about what that means, how to live that out in your life, I'd love to hear from you. Visit RedeemerAjax.ca to get more information about that. Bye for now.